Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Big News Show with me, Ben Bailey. I mean, that's what it's called, the Big News Show with Ben Bailey. So I'm here, but I'm not by myself. The lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason is here as well. Sparky the dog is right above laying on the couch and will almost definitely chime in at some point like he does. He hates to be left out. We got a lot of fun stuff on the show for you guys tonight. Of course, we're going to kick things off live from Vic's Bar in honor of the late, great Mr. Vic Henley. Got some crazy news items, a woman involved in another kind of bizarre marriage, and a couple that bought a house on a golf course with some surprising results. We got three movie quotes in tonight's show, which will, of course, be announced at the end. The answers are at the end. We're going to go up to the wise old man on the mountain and see what he has to say about a thing or two. Right out of the gate, I'm going to show you guys a real stand-up clip from one of my previous specials. So that's tonight's basement riff. We're going to take a viewer question and answer it and then give it back. That's what we do. If you send in viewer questions, they are yours to keep after they've been answered and returned. And we, of course, are going to close it all out with Sunday, because this is the Big News Show, episode 16. Let's do it.
If you're going to go to the Home Depot, get ready to go back, because no one ever got all the shit they wanted to get from the Home Depot on the first trip. You can't do it. You can't do it. And they know it. They're always waving at you. Bye-bye, Mr. Bailey. We'll see you in 22 minutes. Good luck building that deck without these deck screws, you fucking jackass. I'm gonna see you every half an hour all weekend long.
Hello, 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 everybody. Live from Vic's Bar. Live from Vic's, guys. Episode number 16. Our 16th episode of the Kinda Big, Kinda New show. It's not so big and it's not so new, is it? But here we are. Ooh, correct answer. Ding, ding. Episode number 16, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are live from Vic's Bar. Please keep in mind, as usual, that when I say we are live from Vic's Bar, we are not live from Vic's Bar. This is pre-recorded, and we're a little behind schedule. Looks like it's maybe this is going to be getting to you guys a little bit late, but better late than never.
Yeah.
It is episode number 16, and I'm continuing with my favorite new segment.
Okay, baby.
That bores Emma almost to sleep. About the number of the episode.
I'll just rest my eyes over you while you do that.
This first thing about the number 16, there's not a lot about number 16 that I was able to find, but
cool.
It is the number of wholeness.
Huh, interesting.
Whatever that might mean. and then sort of the usuals. Tennessee is the 16th state. The 16th is the silverware anniversary. Which, you know, that seems like a long time to go without silverware. 16 years into a marriage, you're like, you know what? I think we should get some forks. Lincoln was the 16th president. The 16th amendment to the U.S. Constitution is what allows the government to take part of your income.
Oh.
Income tax.
So there wasn't taxes before that?
There was an income tax before that.
Oh, just taxes on goods.
I'm sure there was taxes on goods and that sort of thing. But right. But the government couldn't just take part of your income before that, which, I'd be okay with that. I'd be all right with that. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. The Boston Tea Party took place on December 16th, 1773, the 16th. And Marie Antoinette was executed on October 16th, 1793, and she was married to Louis the 16th. And that's all I've got.
There you go.
Let's get right to the drive-by, folks. It's a cash cab drive-by. That means time for you to drink your drink. Take a sip and celebrate yourself. Be it beer, be it whiskey, be it water, be it wine. You take a sip of yours, and I'll take a sip of mine. And Emma will, too. She's drinking tea out of a Big News Show mug.
I am. have a combination of throat coat and breathe easy tea.
Throat coat and breeze easy. Breathe easy tea. Cheers, everybody. It's episode 16. Enjoy your beverages. Enjoy your Sunday. I hope you have enjoyed your Sunday. We've had a pretty good one, I guess. We haven't done a whole lot. But it was really nice out. The pollen around here has been so awful that it's like you can't even go outside. It's like breathing sand. It's like you step outside. It's like if sand were sticky and you could breathe it in. That's what the pollen is like. You're like, oh, a beautiful spring day. It's been terrible. So we've been in the house a lot.
Yes.
And Emma has been focused deeply into something in her computer, and she was laughing. She was looking at her computer, and she was laughing earlier. So I'm very curious to find out what tonight's news items are. So let's go ahead with one right now.
Okay.
It's weird. It's wild. It's wacky. It's not Wednesday. It's Sunday. Wednesday is Sunday around here, if you guys remember from the working from home days. It's weekly. We do it every week. And it's kind of worldly. It's Emma's Weird Wild Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
Awesome.
Fantastico.
Thanks for the intro.
That's quite an intro, isn't it?
Okay.
It's overblown. That's meant to be
a joke. Okay. So this news story is about a woman who's married her cat.
I gotta do it. Blown it up. A woman who has married her cat.
Yes. Deborah Hodge. Who's
Deborah Hodge, you married a canine, or a feline.
She's 49. She lives in the UK. And she was worried about getting evicted because of her cat. So they got married. And they're legally married.
She legally is married to a cat.
Yes.
So that means there was a ceremony.
There was a ceremony.
Someone who is authorized to do so pronounced them.
Her friend who's
cat and wife.
Yep. Yeah, ordained. They had a ceremony in the park. Here's the lovely couple.
Oh, we've got a photo.
Yeah.
Oh.
They look nice, right?
They do look nice. The cat has no idea what he's getting into.
Her name is India, only has three legs.
I thought you were talking about the woman. India, the cat has three legs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
This is too much.
Deborah.
So her friends are like, so what's up? She's like, oh, I married a three-legged cat Sunday.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
So she did it to keep her apartment. So she should keep the
cat. So she could be,
in the apartment.
Yeah, but
like, she could have just rented another apartment.
I think she's, it's weird. These stories are always weird.
Well, hey, that's the name of the segment.
yeah, she had two dogs. She has two children.
How upset are they right now? The dogs. Like, you married the fucking cat. Are you kidding me? We are man and woman's best friend. Not a bloody cat.
Right. Well, she doesn't have the dogs anymore because she had to get separated.
She married them off.
She was living somewhere, and the landlord said that she couldn't have the dogs anymore, and so she had to give the dogs up, and she doesn't want to go through that again with a pet. It's interesting. She said it said that, like, she
married her cat.
She had a cat as well, and then she was made to get rid of the cat. This is I think maybe different apartments. Anyway, and then
she's had some bad luck with apartments.
She convinced this current landlord that she could, you know, let her have a cat. Finally, they said yes, gave in, and then she got this cat, and the cat got hit by a car and survived.
Oh, no. So it had four legs initially.
Yeah.
Poor little India.
She has three. They're very, they go everywhere together. You know, she says she's the most important thing in the world to her after her two children.
Wow.
But
she has two kids.
Yeah.
And an ex-husband, I assume.
I guess she's a single mom, yeah. so, but The kids didn't go. The kids think she's mental.
The cat stole my wife.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
The guy's like, he's divorced. She's married to the cat.
Yeah.
She and the cat and the kids still live together. And okay.
Yeah. Oof.
Sorry, I interrupted. I didn't mean to. What were you on about?
No, the cats. The kids think she's mental. They didn't come to the ceremony. Her friends said. She said all her friends think she's mental too.
Mental. I love that we're like in that. UK speak.
Yeah, yeah.
She's mental. She's yep. bloody mental. She married a cat with three legs.
And the friend, they said, what did your friend, like the ordained friend who married her, say?
Who married them.
Married them. I don't know if they're ordained. It's just a civil ceremony in the park. But,
yeah, no cats allowed in the church.
Yeah, but she said that the friend thought they were mental, but she was mental, but they did it anyway because they love her and they're a good friend. I'm like, that's really nice.
That is
like
really
that.
Nice.
Like, you know, sometimes you do think your family and your friends are mental, but
yeah, but
like that's the sign
but
of.
But that's who they are. They're your friends and your family. So,
yeah. Yeah. So if you're being a good friend or family
that said,
member,
if you decide you want to marry Sparky, I'm out. Because I know that he'd be up for it.
It's funny. I thought it was crazy. But the more I, like, listened to her speak and like, read about the story, I was like, yeah. She made the point that people are, like, leaving Ukraine at the moment, or have been recently, and, like, carrying their pets with them and taking them with them. They're not leaving them behind.
Well, sure.
And she's like, I'm faced with something less than that, a potential eviction, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it just seems like there's maybe an easier solution. Like,
perhaps.
She's like, the landlord's going to come around and be like, I told you to get rid of that cat. And she's going to be like, well, that's the thing. We're married now.
I can't. We're.
The cat and I are married, so.
Yeah.
And the landlord's going to be like, okay, so then you both have to move.
Right. But she like, said. She
there's
said,
still no cats allowed.
It's weird. She said that she thought it would set up. For future landlords to let them know how serious she is about the cat.
Well, I'm like, sending a message to future landlords.
Either, like,
I think she should buy a property, honestly.
Yeah. Well,
before
I'm
you
sure
marry
she
an
wants
animal,
to.
put a down payment on something. And.
Well, she said, you know, she doesn't have any money right now. And, you know, it was a very inexpensive ceremony in the park.
I was gonna say, what was it, $50
yeah.
a plate?
She said she's down to her last pennies and stuff.
Frisky's
lost
buffet
a job,
for everyone.
So
wow, she's really been
through
it.
She's had a rough time. Yeah, yeah.
But she's
she
mental.
But
such
she doesn't
a funny
want to give up your cat. But I get it. Sorry, mental.
It's just such a funny word.
Yeah,
you know, for the Brits to use for crazy.
Yeah,
mental is, you know, it already has a meaning.
What do you mean?
The word mental means something.
Like mental?
Yeah, like of or relating to the mind.
Right, yeah. So it, yeah, you know, mental, like short for mental illness or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the term mental illness, yeah. So it's just funny that they just take that something that means referring to the brain overall or the mind overall,
yeah,
and use that to mean crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything of the mind is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's
like
just
marrying
a shortening.
A cat to keep your apartment. I don't get it. Hats off to both of them.
But at the same,
I hope they live a long, happy life together.
Right. I don't know if I would resort to marrying my dog, but
in order,
you know,
to keep the dog.
Sparky's a family member now.
No question about it.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't.
Just the marriage solution just seems kind of weird to me.
It doesn't seem like
which
a real
is, you know,
solution.
Why it's a news item, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's part of the weird news.
Yeah.
There's a thing about the news items for the weird news. They got to be weird, folks.
Yes. So anyway, I was looking up looking for a news story about...
Right, you were researching your stories?
Yeah. Woman marrying a cat. The woman... Oh, and looking for the photos and stuff. And I found, like, a story came up from 2015 of a woman marrying her cats. Plural
cats. Wow.
This sounds like...
This is the old news.
This is
it's
a
not
little
even
momentum,
weird anymore. Did you hear about the woman who married her cats? Which one? So there's another one years ago.
This is like the other story where that we did covered where the woman married the
toy airplane.
Yeah.
Well, at least these things are like living, warm-blooded animals.
Right.
That can provide some affection.
Yeah. The difference between...
And a kind of relationship.
Yeah. The difference between the women who married... Wasn't there two of them?
There were
married
two.
Married airplanes?
They were in love with them. I don't know if... one of them was married to the plane. The other one,
and
you
they,
know...
They
it,
had,
it was complicated.
Oh, yeah, the
she
other one...
She had a side
was,
thing with a dump truck.
She was married to. She was like in love with a real plane, but had like
a real
toy one
but had
as
a toy
substitute
one. Yeah,
at home. Yeah. Yeah, right. But they both had sex with their planes. They had sexual relationships. This woman stresses she doesn't have. Both of them stress they don't have sexual relationships with
I
their
have
cats.
A sexual relationship with a cat? I mean, toy airplane? Sure. These stories are so nuts. I love it. I really do.
They're like,
not
I married
Everyone's
my cat.
Like, no one was going to even ask.
I know.
No one even wants to think about that. So
I know. It's like, I married my cats, but I'm not crazy. It's not sexual.
Right. It's about the conversation. It's all about the conversation.
Oh, dear.
This gives me a movie quote just came to mind. Woman, whoa, man.
I like that one.
Woman, whoa, man. crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, but like the other woman.
It's crazy to marry an animal.
She had like a long-term relationship, 7-year relationship that ended, and then she married the cats after. So.
With a mountain lion. And the thing was like, she was like, no, say it ain't so. These people are nuts, man.
Oh, but I love
hey, whatever
okay.
you gotta do, whatever makes you feel okay.
All right, so
as long as you're not hurting anyone else,
yeah. So there's
or their pets.
A lot of women I know will be able to relate to, like when I was living in the city and working at the bar or going out or whatever.
When you were living just enough for the city,
it was good to have like a fallback thing. And I know women who've like worn engagement rings and stuff. But just
a fallback thing.
Just to be able to say, oh, no. You
oh,
know,
right. No, I'm married. Sorry.
I have a boyfriend. I'm engaged. Like, you know. But
right.
This woman, I think this is the best, like, leave me alone, I'm not interested line ever.
Okay.
She says, if a man ever approaches her, she just tells him straight off, sorry, I'm married to my cats.
Right. And they turn tail. They are already gone by the time she's done saying that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm already married to my cats.
Oh, my God. I missed this.
Sir?
But we can have a conversation.
Nope. Bye-bye.
But let's be friends.
Nope.
No, sorry.
Leave me alone. Go hang out with your cats.
Okay. There's a website called marryyourpet.com.
Of course there is.
That.
Only one?
This is how the woman...
MarryYourPet.com.
Yeah.
Tonight's segment brought to you by MarryYourPet.com.
Oh, my God.
So you have to go and enter information. I wonder how much it costs to marry your pet.
I'm not going to research that. You've already threatened.
Thank you.
Me with...
with leaving? Oh, if you marry the dog, I'm out.
But if you find, like, marryyourpet.com on my browser history.
Then you are just doing research for the show.
I swear.
Wink, wink.
It's Sparky. He thinks he's my boyfriend. It's not the other way around.
Sparkle bark. He certainly does.
Yeah.
He certainly, certainly do.
Totally.
Think that he's your boyfriend sometimes. He really just looks at me like, dude, could you... go on. Run along. Awesome. Crazy, crazy people out there providing
Much entertainment.
Very entertaining news items.
Yeah, yeah.
Married the cat, and she wasn't the first one.
Nope.
So, you know, again, I'll say there are single men out there who can't find a woman. And they are marrying cats and airplanes and toy airplanes.
And not the single men who can't find a woman. It's the women are marrying.
No, I'm saying there are single men who can't find a woman. And there are women who are willing to marry a cat and a toy airplane.
Right, right.
And the dudes are like, are you kidding me? I'm actually a human man.
Yeah.
Surely I have more to offer than a toy airplane.
Nope.
Or a three-legged cat. And he's like, no, you don't. It's not even close. I feel like they're emotionally damaged. They've been hurt through things, and they're like,
it seems that
finding some sort of comfort in a very strange place for that reason.
Right.
Where they're safe.
This woman recently.
You know, a toy airplane is never going to walk out the door.
No.
It might fly.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if they got burgled?
Let's just focus on the word burgled just for a minute. It sounds like... Sounds like someone snuck into your house and made hamburgers. I'm blowing that up.
Can you believe it? I got burgled. I came home and there were hamburgers on the counter.
Oh no. I was totally burgling you, dude.
And this big purple guy standing
grimace. Oh, standing there with a pained expression on his face.
Okay. I'm thinking the Hamburglar, but no, Grimace.
Yeah, the Hamburglar had like a tux with a cape,
right,
and a mask. Mm-hmm. Grimace, always smiling, yeah, ironically.
Oh my God, I never thought of that. That's crazy. Oh my God.
He never once looked like he was in pain. What an ironic name. Grimace. Holy shit, I married the cat.
Oh dear.
Whew.
Hey, honey, but
I still
how
have the apartment.
Day?
It was great. Indy and I got married. What? Nothing. We went to the store and we
swung by the park.
Kids moved out.
Had a civil ceremony.
Kids moved out and everyone canceled for dinner on Saturday. But I feel good. I've got India beside me. Oh. Those wedding photos looked amazing, by
right?
the way. Like,
who's
wow,
the wedding photographer?
The photographer was all in. Like, I'm going to make these pictures look amazing.
I like that she was wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute.
And the cat, too, was kind of wearing a tux. Similar.
Yeah, they were kind of, yeah.
They matched each other. Let's drive it by, folks. Episode 16 of the Big News Show. Drink your drink, man. It's time for you to drink your drink, like it says on the screen. And if you are so inclined, do the booty dance.
Nice. We booty dance in our chairs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine. You take a sip of yours, and I will take a sip of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I did. I totally did already.
I sipped mine.
You sipped your tea.
Oh, yeah.
You drank your drink.
My good tea.
It's good stuff. Sleepy time. So since we last saw you guys, I took a trip.
Mm.
I took a little trip to Indiana.
Yeah.
We named the dog Indiana, which was a movie quote on last week's episode. And I watched that movie last night. It was on.
Oh.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
There you go.
It's great. Those guys were so good together, Sean Connery and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
They're so funny, yeah. He's like, what? 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 He's like, Dad? Just like arguing the whole time. What is a junior? Stop calling me junior. And he's like, what is that? They both slept with the woman.
Oh, God.
He's like, what? I'm as human as the next guy. And he's like, Dad, I was the next guy. Oh, it's very funny. It's such a great movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to Indiana. I was supposed to fly into Fort Wayne. I performed at a club in Fort Wayne, Summit City Comedy Club, which apparently used to be a place called Snickers for a long time, which I never performed at for some reason. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun place, and everybody there was very nice. It kind of looks like a Mexican restaurant. Okay, it totally looks like a Mexican restaurant from the outside. But it's not. It's a comedy club inside, and it's a fun place. I had a good time. Except for the travel. The travel was brutal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys about it.
Travel like, theme.
It seems to be.
Brutality.
Brutality. Travel brutality with Ben Bailey. Sundays at 9:23:07. I had a flight booked through Chicago O'Hare, and then into Fort Wayne direct. And the airline was like, "Dear Ben, we're not going there anymore tomorrow." Basically, I just got a notice that said, "That's not happening." And I was like, "Wait, what? What do you mean? You can't just not do that no more?" And they were like, "No, we can put you on a different flight."
We talked about this on the last show, right? Because that happened beforehand.
We discussed it a little bit, right. But for those of you who didn't listen to episode 15 or watch episode 15, my plans to get to Fort Wayne were disrupted. Mm. And I said, well, I'll just fly into Indianapolis and drive up. Which you may remember was my plan.
And we thought that was awesome.
I thought it was a great... In my head, I was like, as long as there's no traffic in Indianapolis, everything will be fine. And it looks like Godzilla went through there. Like, Indianapolis is a mess, traffic-wise. It's, like, worse than Orlando was when I was there several years ago. And people are still talking about that.
Godzilla causes bad traffic?
You know, Godzilla destroys highways and roads and... Way to step on a joke, babe.
I'm just wondering why. Like,
if anyone who lives in or around Indianapolis or who has gone there any time lately and tried to get in or out of town would know exactly what I mean. And I was saying this on the shows. Here's a tip, guys. You can't rebuild all the roads at the same time.
Oh, right. That's why.
You need to leave at least one road to move traffic. Like, it just looks like a mess. Like, there's off ramps and on ramps to nothing, huge mounds of dirt, and like no roads. Like, it's just like highway closed, like dumping huge amounts of traffic into little back roads in downtown Indy. Like, it was awful. It's supposed to be a 2-hour and 6-minute drive. Took me 3 hours and 40 minutes. In the pouring rain, which is like the worst. I would rather drive in a blizzard than in pouring rain. You know, it's just relentless. So it just took forever. And it's and as I was saying in Fort Wayne, not a single sign for Fort Wayne the whole way, but like 100 signs for this place called Uranus Fudge Factory.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Uranus Fudge Factory. And with clever signs like "the best fudge comes from Uranus," and like I was like, "Oh my god, really?" Shit jokes on billboards through a rainstorm the entire way. Sorry.
Wow.
It was a shit day. As soon as I got off the plane, I was like, "This is there's going to be trouble here," because I had the traffic up on my phone. And I was like, "This is going to take forever. I'm going to have no time at all." And I got there, first show's at 7:30. I got into Fort Wayne at like 7:15. Dude from the club is at the hotel to pick me up already. I have to run in and shower. I go in, I check in the hotel, a very nice hotel called the Bradley. They're kind of forward in the way they're doing things. And the guy was like, behind the desk, he's like, "Give me your phone number and I'll text you your room number." I was like, there's another way that we could do this. Like, you could just say the number and then I'll know the number, or you could write it on the little thing like they do at every other hotel in the entire world. Instead of me giving you my phone number, you entering it into the computer, then you sending me a text message.
Was he trying to like not announce to people what room you were staying in?
I think the idea is confidentiality, for one. It did turn out to be not a bad thing to have a text thread with the front desk at the hotel.
Oh, really?
Because I could, if I had a question about anything, I could text message them and they would get right back to me, which was good.
That's awesome.
Because there's no phone in the room. Not a phone. Well, there is a phone, but it's not connected to anything at all. It's just sitting on the end table. And I'm like, this phone is dead. Oh, no wonder it's not plugged into anything. For a second, I thought I was in like a movie, I had been set up and I wasn't going to be able to get out of the room, you know? Like it's all just a prop.
Oh, wow.
But they were very nice there. It was a very nice hotel. But the next thing I go, okay, I give him my phone number. He texts me the room number. And then I'm like, okay, I'm like really late for my job. I'm supposed to be at the comedy club in 14 minutes. So can I leave my car keys with you and the valet can park it? And he's like, he's like, oh. I'm like, that is not the right face. Mm-hmm. I go, so what's the deal with parking? Same face. Like, you gotta have parking somewhere. And they do. They have access to a garage and they'll validate your ticket. But it's three blocks away and it's pouring rain and I have to be on stage. Like, I'm like, oh, this is not helping. So I ran upstairs, I showered, I messaged the guy. When I came back down, I'm like, follow me to the garage, I'll put the car in, we'll leave.
Message the guy from the club.
The guy from the club who was already sitting out front. It all worked out fine, but like I was so strung out by the time I got to the club pre-show, I was just like, oh my God. I had been traveling for like, I don't know how many hours at that point. Let's see, 3.5, 5.5, you know, only not that long as far as like travel goes or can go, but like it was very stressful. And I was like, man, I am getting too old for this shit. Which is a movie quote. I'm getting too old for this shit. That's actually in a couple of movies, but you guys will have to guess which one it is that I am thinking of. But so then it ended up being great. I had a great time that weekend. You know, it was very stressful getting there, but the club was nice. The opening acts were very nice, and we had a good time.
I love that we have a new Read Ben's Mind segment. Guess which movie I'm thinking of. That's it.
I'm sending it to them. Yeah, I'll accept either.
Yeah, stressful travel is a lot more tiring than non-stressful travel.
It really is. And so that was on the Friday, right? So the new rule, I don't travel day of show. It's an old rule. I just like thought I could get around it somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just wanted to be home.
Yeah.
Which is weird after years of being locked in this place. But yeah, so I made it there. I did the shows. There were good crowds. It was very much fun. Interesting little tidbit about the shows. There was a hair, like an airborne hair floating.
Mm.
Three shows in a row. There's a hair floating. And I mentioned it on the second show. I was like, this hair has been, so everyone's watching this hair just kind of floating along. And on the third show, I'm like, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I grabbed a lighter and I just went and I just burned it up. I was like, that should be my new closer. I just burn one floating hair and I disappear in a poof.
Oh, dear.
But it was fun. There were drunk people who couldn't shut up as usual, which is, it's just amazing how consistent they are. Mm. But good fun. Good time. A good time was had by all.
Good.
And then I was coming home. I decided after the trip up from Indy on Friday, I was like, I'm driving back Saturday night because right. Sunday was Mother's Day and we had a horrible experience trying to get to the airport on a Sunday in Chicago,
yep.
Which was Mother's Day. We didn't realize. And it was like, oh no,
early on a
everyone
Sunday.
Everyone is going to brunch.
Yeah.
Like everybody.
Thought, why would there be traffic?
Oh, and it was brutal. We just barely made that flight, right?
Like, why is there traffic? It's Mother's Day. Everyone's going to brunch.
Everybody's going to brunch. But so I was like, I'm driving. I'm going to do the drive the night before, which I did. So I did the shows. I limited myself to 6 or 8 beers because I was driving. That's a joke, everyone. I had one. And then I made the trip down to Indy. I stayed at a Hampton Inn right by the Aeropuerto. And in the morning, I rolled out of bed, got on the plane, and came home.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Excuse me. Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend, you know. Then back home, just in time for allergy season.
Right.
To breathe in the pollen.
You started feeling a bit tired when you got home.
Yes, I sure did. I thought this might be a good time to take a look at upcoming dates.
Okay.
But I don't have them up.
Alrighty. I'll just make some up.
That's probably not a great idea.
I could bring them up. Sensing Chicago.
Chicago. Zany's Chicago coming up this week.
And then, is it Rosemont?
Yep.
Chicago?
Rosemont, Illinois, which is kind of in Chicago.
Okay.
It's right by the airport, actually.
Which airport? There's several in
Chicago. O'Hare. There are two. Really, there's Midway and there's O'Hare.
Okay. Where's Teterboro?
Teterboro's here in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a smaller airport.
That in my head.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look myself up online. It's weird. The computer should know what I'm after.
Mm.
Yeah, so this coming week, you guys, Wednesday, May 18th through Friday the 20th, I'll be at Zany's Chicago. It's right downtown on Wells Street. It's a legendary club. It's been there forever. It's not a huge venue, so if you guys want to come, get your tickets now because it's probably going to sell out. I think they only hold 130 or something like that. But then the Saturday is up at Zany's Rosemont, which is the 21st, and that is, again, up by O'Hare International Aeropuerto.
Mm-hmm.
And near a neighborhood that I hung out in once because I was shooting the movie Bad Meat.
Mm.
And we stayed at this this Marriott in Schiller Park, Illinois. And I ended up going out to these little bars in Schiller Park, Illinois, which is this tiny little, it's barely a town. And it was good fun. I'll get back to that in a minute. Let me finish telling you about the rest of them. DC Comedy Loft, Washington, DC, July 28th through 30th with Mr. DC Benny. That's going to be a fun, fun weekend.
Awesome.
Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, on December 2nd and 3rd. Those are all the upcoming dates that I have on the book so far, guys. I will get focused on booking some more of those at some time soon. If you're at the website, go ahead and put your email address in, put your zip code in, and then you'll only get the emails that are pertinent. If you're at the website, go into the upper right-hand corner, click on the Shopify store link. It'll take you to the Shopify store. There's all kinds of good stuff there, hoodies and notebooks and buttons and bottle openers and magnets and phone cases and mugs and mouse pads and underwear and hats and bags and more mugs.
Oh, my.
And glasses and beer cozies and blankets and pillow shams and T-shirts and all kinds of great stuff. You guys have stepped up and bought a bunch of stuff in the last week, which I really, really appreciate. I hope you guys enjoy them. We got some good reports back about things.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, if you do buy stuff from the Shopify store, it doesn't just support us. Money goes to Share Our Strength, which is geared toward feeding hungry people right here in these United States as soon as possible. And for every single order, a pound of plastics will be pulled from our oceans. So thank you to those of you who have purchased and to those of you who are going to. Now, back to our show. Hey! Hey, it's us, everybody.
Sorry, I had to step out for a minute.
We are live from Vic's still. Hanging out at the bar. Because we have a bar in our basement, so we hang out at it. It's a cool thing to do, man. Some really cool dude built this bar. And now we go live from it to chat with you guys. It is getting warm in here, is it not?
Is it?
I feel like it is.
Okay.
Perhaps that's just me.
I can't tell what my body temperature is right now.
All right, I think it's time for one more drive-by. It's It's a Cash Cab Drive-By, folks. That means it's time for you to drink your drink. Hold it high and toast yourself and loved ones who you've been through all this crap with and are still hanging on and having a good time. So glad you guys could join us for this, the 16th episode of The Big News Show. We're going to keep them coming. We're going to keep coming with your favorite segments every week. Cheers to you and all you do. Be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine.
Be it a cup of tea.
You take a sip of yours, and I'll take a sip of mine. Do you have a viewer question for us, babe?
I do. Do you want to tell us another heckler story this week?
Is that the viewer question? It's viewer questions, folks. It's the part of the show where we take a viewer question, and we answer it, and then give it back. Questions are yours to keep, viewers, once we've used them. So is that your viewer question, or do you have another one?
I have other ones, but they're just...
Let's do another one. I don't want to just tell a heckler story every week. They are not my favorite things.
Oh, okay. All right. Question, do you get used to being a celebrity?
Wow, that's an interesting question. First off, I would like to say thank you for referring to me as a celebrity. Sometimes I feel like a celebrity, sometimes I don't. COVID had a big effect on that. Like, we didn't go out for a very long time. When I did, I had a mask on, got recognized, like, way, 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 way less. I think the answer is yes, you do.
Yeah.
You do get used to it. You get used to the looks. You get used to people saying stuff to you and people that you don't know coming up to you and you know, the stares and the, like, whispering and that kind of stuff. You definitely get used to it. I feel like you get used to anything. I used to say, right. You know, if that becomes your life, you get used to it.
I think yes and no. I think sometimes you forget.
I definitely forget.
And you say something about a person and how they were acting strangely and whatever. And I'm
right.
Like, maybe they, like, were acting strangely because they were nervous.
Yes. A lot of times I'm like, what was wrong with that person? And then I'm like,
oh my God, Sparky.
Wow,
that is crazy howl.
I'm going to get him on the shotgun mic.
Wow, I really hope you guys can hear that howl. Oh my goodness, Papa. That's an I haven't been fed. And the sun.
We interrupt tonight's program to bring you the following information. Sparky the dog is just howling like a wolf.
It's okay, buddy. It's all right, Sparkle Bark. We love you and we'll be back up soon.
Wow, that was mournful.
Yeah.
That was like, I need meat. I need you to feed me meat now. I do forget sometimes, and again, people act weirdly, and I misunderstand it.
Yeah.
When I was at that place in Seattle, Cedar Brook Lodge, we talked about it. I thought the guy at the desk was being rude to me. Like, I thought he was just like, okay, be on your way now.
Yeah.
Turns out he was a fan.
Yeah,
and he was nervous.
Later, right?
He told me later. I ended up talking to them later. And they were super nice. And so, yeah.
He was just trying to be efficient.
He was trying to be efficient and, like, leave me alone and give me my space.
Yeah.
But it felt like he was being, like, dismissive to me. Like, off you go. I have work to do, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was mad about it. I was like, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to have a good attitude here. I just flew on that eternal flight. And, like, this is meant to be, this is the time that I have to kind of, like, recharge and, you know, try to be okay for the trip tomorrow. And so I went down, I was looking for food, and I had to order food, but I ended up talking to him, and he was very nice. He was just, you know, I misinterpreted.
Yeah, it reminds me that like you gotta always remember like stuff isn't about you, it's about the other person. When it's like, you know, like when someone has an attitude, or when you just come in and you're like, why are they being like this to me? It's not about you.
Right. It was about me in that situation. I had made him nervous.
Right, but that was about him being nervous. It wasn't about, like, that you'd done something or anything.
Right,
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, yeah, it's totally true.
Like,
and that's a good thing to realize for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, for me. It reminds me.
Like, you know what? If someone's being a D-bag to you, it's you know, it's something that they have going on.
Yeah.
It's not because of anything that you did in the 10 seconds that you spoke to them while they were like ringing up your shit or whatever, you know?
Unless you were very disrespectful and slapped them across the face or whatever.
Right. You know? That guy had that coming.
But yeah. Yeah, if there's something going on with someone and you've just encountered them and they're like acting weird, like, yeah, we take it personally, but like I think remembering it's not about you and it may not be what you even think.
Yeah, it could be totally different.
Like,
you know, it's hard. It's hard to
read people correctly. Like, you thought he was being rude to correctly. You, and he actually...
He wasn't. Yeah, he was trying to be, like, a good...
It's completely opposite. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
But I had... The reason I thought that he was annoyed is because I had a possible motive for that, too, which was me demanding that they just tell me where to meet them instead of waiting to get there and then call them again, because that type of inefficiency just makes me nuts.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this guy, you know, I could see them hang up. Oh, yeah, this guy, he wants me to pick him up at this place instead of getting there and calling like I told him to do, you know.
Right.
Which, who knows, they might have been a little annoyed by that anyway. But they might it gave have me like been, a backstory to why
right,
he was
yeah.
like, giving me like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that didn't want to wait for 2 minutes at the, you know.
But they might have also been like, oh, my God, why haven't we been doing
that? What a great
long?
Idea. Yeah. Tell them where to go.
How much more efficient.
Yeah, it saves them time also. They're not just waiting. Yeah. So, yeah, you do get used to it, being a celebrity. It's really weird at first when people start recognizing you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you settle into it. Because it becomes familiar, like anything. Once it's happened a bunch, you know, you get used to it. I used to say in the Cash Cab, it's amazing what you can get used to. Because I was doing so many things while hosting that show.
Right.
But, you know, 100 episodes in, I was just, that's just what I did.
Yeah.
If you put me in that cab right now, I could start doing it again, you know. Like,
isn't it?
It would just like, boop.
How much of it comes back? It's interesting.
Yeah, it's all about like the environment that you're in. Your mind just goes, oh, here's where we are. This is what we're doing. Like when you go into a bathroom, your brain is like, I know what we came in here for. Let's take care of this.
And now, your body.
So, yes, your body as well, but only on your brain's orders. Speaking of wisdom, let's go see what the wise old man has to say.
Nice.
What are you going to do? Come up here every day and ask me stuff? I don't know. I told you I don't know nothing. I just live up here and this is how I like to dress, okay? I'm not some wise old guy on a mountain. Stop calling me that. I just live up here and I have big eyebrows and I like to wear comfy robes, okay? It doesn't mean I know how you're supposed to live your life or what you should do as far as dealing with being a human being and the fact that we're all going to die someday. I don't know. Why would I know that? Why do you think I would know that? Because I have a beard and a robe? I bought this at Walmart. It was like $12. It doesn't mean I know anything. You know why I have these big eyebrows? It's because I didn't shave them ever. That's why. I never did. I just never did. It doesn't mean I know stuff. You guys gotta get over that shit, man. Like, just accept me, all right? I don't know stuff. I look like I know stuff, and I don't really know anything. I know I like to go bowling on Thursday nights. That's about it. I like coffee in the morning. I try to stay regular. You know, a crossword puzzle from time to time. Maybe a little single malt. Maybe on a weekend when somebody comes by that I really like. What else could I tell you? I don't know. I just have the outfit. Could you just understand this is just the way I look? Jeez.
Oh, the wise old man. Really dumping some knowledge on us tonight with his wisdom, with his leave me the hell alone wisdom. He don't know nothing. I had so much fun doing the wise old man. So far, all of those are, I recorded them all the one time. I thought of the character. I really liked it. I ordered the robe and the stuff online. Got the costume together, and I just did those for an hour or something, and it was so much fun.
Nice.
I'm thinking about doing more of them. I only have a few left. But I was also thinking maybe it'd be time to switch it up and do a different character then. So I'm waiting for inspiration.
Oh, what do you guys think? You want more wise old man? Or
yeah, let us know, guys.
It's going to be weird to...
It'd be weird to not have the wise old man, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. He's imparted such wisdom. How will we ever get along without him?
I'm also interested to see what new characters may come along.
What characters may come? Do you have another news story, babe?
I do, darling.
Well, I think it's time to do it. It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky. Wednesday is Sunday at the Big News Show, so it's Wednesday. It's weekly. And it's worldly. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News again.
Again.
Again, again. Huh. Hooray for the Weird, Wild, Wacky World News now. World. Hooray for this segment, I say. Didn't you used to, like, show me the picture and I would try to guess what the story was?
Oh, my God. We did do that.
We totally used to do that. Should we do that again?
Okay. All right. Here's the picture.
Okay.
Guess what it is.
Couple eaten by crocodile while golfing. I have no idea. I have no idea what these stories are going to be.
You've actually heard of this story.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
I've heard tell.
Yeah, it's a couple who live in, that's them in their backyard.
Okay.
They live in a home.
Oh, I know what it is now.
On a golf course.
Uh-huh.
And they recently were awarded almost $5 million.
From a country club.
Yeah, from a... golf club. Country club's the same thing.
After more than... Yeah, country club generally would have a pool and other things. A golf club, just a golf course.
Right. After more than 600 golf balls hit their home.
Okay, now I'm starting to understand. When you mentioned this before, it was like 4 million something.
I didn't mention it. I thought it was your dad maybe told us when we were visiting.
Someone told us about it.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about it.
Yeah.
I thought you had said it.
And we were like, that's ridiculous. I guess you did not.
Yeah, you know, we were like, what? $4 plus million for, like, you bought a house that's next to a golf course. Of course you're going to, like, get an occasional golf ball in the yard. But their house was hit 600 times?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the moral of the story.
Well, maybe not the house, the property.
If you're going to live next to a golf course, make it a good one where people are good golfers. Wow. They must be in, like, a prime location for people who slice or something.
Yeah, and they were just saying, like, the golf course. Their lawyer said the golf course didn't do enough to protect them. And, yeah, they hit their house and they left dents in the walls and shattered windows and stuff.
That could give you, like, shell shock
after
a while.
Yes.
That's why I'm, like, starting to understand.
And
you'd
that's
be walking
what they
around
saying.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah.
And they said they didn't feel safe hanging out in the backyard.
Yeah, sure.
And that also it sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah, when it hits the house. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when it hits the house. I mean, you know what? Like, I kind of find it terrifying when you hit golf balls. I know I'm not. There's nothing. You're not doing anything like this. You're hitting them into a net.
I am hitting them into a net.
And I've seen you do it in
the range.
She's
got bruises all over. You're scared. How do you think Annette feels about all this?
All right.
Blow it up.
Yes, it was over a four-year period. They bought their home for $750,000 in Indian Ponds Estate. It's in Massachusetts.
So it's only part of the year. There's nobody golfing up there from November to...
Right, but they say when it's golf season, they didn't feel like they could be in the backyard and have
As soon as the weather's nice, they're just getting bombed.
You can't be having birthdays in the backyard and stuff. They stopped fixing their windows that were broken by the golf balls with glass and opted to put thick plastic over them instead. So
just going to break again.
Yeah, these people are...
They have been through it, man.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard. It's going to be hard to sell a house when...
You're like, no, it's great.
There's plastic.
Bam!
Instead of glass on the windows. Yeah, or anytime you're giving them a tour.
You sell that house in the winter. You fix the windows at the end of the golf season, and you sell that thing. It's a perfect holiday home.
Yeah.
But then you're setting somebody up for the same situation.
Yeah.
Wow, that really is pretty awful.
Yeah, so the golf course has moved the tee to the 15th hole. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know the layout, but it sounds like
moved the
their house was in prime position to get hit.
Right.
From one of the tees, because otherwise, I mean, you'd never... A house that was like in the middle of a hole, nowhere, not near a tee or toward the end. Like, unless you were near a target and like horribly located, you're not going to get hit with that many golf balls.
Yeah. So
I was playing, I was golfing in LA once in this celebrity tournament.
Mm.
And I fired a ball off the tee. And here's what happens when I play in these things. I hit the ball pretty far, right? So after like a few holes, if you're playing a scramble, which means you take the best drive, and then everyone plays from there.
Okay.
Someone will put the idea out. Okay, so Ben can hit the ball 350 yards. Why don't we get one of us to put one safely in the fairway, and then Ben, you just hit one as hard as you can and try to like really, really. And I'm like, that's awful for my golf game. that's gonna ruin my swing. Like I shouldn't ever do that. But if your group is pushing you to do it, you will. So, they're like, all right, we got one safe in the fairway. Go ahead and smash one out there. So I'm like, whack, and I hit this ball so hard. And it's like, looks like an amazing drive. And then it just goes, because it's got so much spin on it. It just spins, and then, bam, here it hits something that we can't see. I'm like, ooh, that didn't sound good. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to hit another one. I hit another one. Bam! Like the exact same shot.
Oh, wow.
And we pull up. We go up and drive around the dog leg onto the, onto the fairway to where the other ball is. And then we get a little further up, and there's these two guys standing out there in white suits. And they're like, the guy comes over. He's like, what are you guys playing, a noodle? I'm like, yeah. Thanks. I go, did I hit your house? He goes, it's not my house. It's Howard Hughes' house. And yes, you did hit it. Twice. he doesn't live there anymore, obviously. But it's his house, and it's right on this golf course. I can't remember what course it is, but I hit Howard Hughes' house twice. Boom, boom. Anyway.
Goodness.
There was no one in there, I don't imagine. Freaking out. But maybe that's what drove Howard Hughes crazy. People hitting his house with golf balls.
Oh, wow.
But so back to this. They had had enough.
Yes.
They hired their lawyer. They filed a suit against the golf course, against the country club.
Yeah.
And they won.
Took them to court, and they won almost $5 million.
Oh, my God.
So now they can move. They have a little more choice as to where they move. I'm sure they're never going to live on a golf course again.
No. Almost $5 million for that.
Yeah, 4 point.
Now, I wonder if there was details, like if the club was just like very negligent and trying to help them, and so then the judge was like, you know
4.93.
Jeez, that's $5 million.
Yeah,
that's amazing. You know, if they were like, guys, this is a problem, and the country club was like, yeah. Fuck off. and then so then years go by, and their lives are like literally ruined by this whole thing.
And the bloody.
And then the judge is like, you know what? You guys really kind of deserve to get your ass kicked for this.
And then the golf course is like, oh, well, we'll just move the tee. We could have
done that years ago.
That would have saved a lot of money.
Would have saved them a lot of stress. Would have saved the club a lot of money.
Yeah.
Man, so. Oh man, oh man.
Yeah, so at first I was like, oh, these people are, like, that's ridiculous. Like,
I know, but I think your initial reaction without hearing details is like, what?
Well, they live on a golf course. Of course they're, you know, they've got to expect some.
You're going to get a golf ball in your yard from time to time, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Another great news item.
Cool.
Do we have their names, or do we know more about them? We should wish them well.
Eric and Athena Tenzar.
Tenzar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, you guys. I hope your new house that's right next to a baseball stadium is a big success.
I hope they get over the shell shock.
Yeah, me too. Oh. Well, and if a golf ball hits you,
ugh.
Like it could kill you.
Oh, yeah.
A long ball hit, you know, hard. If it hit you in the head, it could kill you.
6 feet under.
It could kill you like that person on 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Who was just like, I'm enjoying my
yeah, just gardening and oh
yeah, ouch.
Yeah,
what a way to go.
Very scary
but a great news item.
Cool.
Another great news item, baby.
Thank you.
We're like an hour in.
Yeah,
and that's not bad.
Cool. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, meaning we should wrap it up right here.
Totally.
We're both pretty tired and under the weather, you guys, to be honest. We have not been feeling so well.
No, we've been very sick. We didn't know if this was going to happen.
Yeah, we weren't sure we were going to even do the show tonight because we've both been... Should we just tell them?
Sure, yeah.
We have COVID again.
Yep.
I got it on my trip to Indianapolis.
Or on the way back.
I think we kind of went through it. So here's another thing about that trip, you guys. I flew to Indianapolis on Friday, drove up to Fort Wayne on Friday, did two shows Friday night, went back to the hotel, slept for like 13 and a half hours because I was on like 3 hours of sleep. Got up, ate, made a video for a cameo video for someone, went, did two more shows, got in the car, drove back to Indianapolis, went to sleep, got up, got on a plane, and flew home. And... like I was gone for barely two whole days. Not I wasn't even gone for how long was I gone?
I don't know. I can't figure that.
It was like 2 days. 48 hours. Mm. And I did all that in 48 hours. All I did was do shows, travel, eat, sleep. That's it. And I was feeling awful.
Yeah.
I was feeling very sick.
I felt very tired.
But I was feeling awful because I thought, what have I done? I could have given this to all these people.
Right.
But then, so we were thinking about it, and it was like, no, I had symptoms on Sunday evening. In order for me to have...
I thought you were just tired then.
It's just like the beginning of symptoms, and then Monday, really, is when it hit.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Monday, and maybe Tuesday, I thought.
But what we kind of figured out was that...
Well, you tested, like, on Monday, right?
I must have...
Sorry, go.
What we figured out is that I must have gotten it beforehand. And then, so I wouldn't even have been contagious. Like, I probably got it on the trip out there is where I picked it up.
Yeah.
And then the incubation period is such that, and my trip was so quick and I was back home, I wouldn't have been contagious until I was already home.
I was thinking more recently.
And that gave me a lot of peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I feel better now, but Emma is still in the throes of it.
Yeah.
Twice I've gone out and brought some COVID home for the both of us to enjoy.
Yeah.
This time I
got
I'm
it all by
say,
myself the first time.
You
I've
did
had three times now.
Yeah, this is her, your third time. This is my
around.
Second time.
Third time is not a charm.
It is not a charm, but it's definitely better than the others, right?
I have had vaccines. So those of you wondering,
the vaccination made a big difference. This is a different strain, and it's you know.
Yeah.
Everything's different, but like the last time I had it, I thought it might be the end of me. And this time, Not so bad.
Yeah, the first time I thought it might kill me.
Super annoying runny nose and sneezing. I don't think I sneezed as much in the previous decade as I did in the last 3 days. Like,
yeah,
I just could not stop sneezing and blowing my nose. It was so annoying. It's amazing how incapacitating it is to just have a runny nose and be sneezy.
Yeah, like, and you were like, oh, my nose is tickling, though. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, whatever.
Tickling. All right. And then I got to that phase. And I'm like, it's just this constant tickle.
I was working on a bit about it, you guys. I was like, this, that's how bad the common cold is.
Mm.
Imagine you're fighting in a war. You're actually a soldier fighting in a war. And now imagine you're a soldier fighting in a war and you have a cold. That's how bad it is. That's how shitty it is to have a cold. But so yeah, we've had a rotten week, but we're kind of getting through it.
I started having more symptoms than through it on Wednesday night. I just knew I had it because
I did that test and it came back negative.
Yeah, the home one.
And then, like a day later, I was looking outside at the yard and like the light looked weird and like it was just too familiar. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
This is COVID. I recognize it.
Yeah.
So I did another test at like 1 a.m. I did another test.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah, a couple days later.
Shit.
But yeah, and then on like the Wednesday night, I was like, I suddenly just, went, oh my God, everything is so loud.
Right. Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, everything seems super loud.
Everything seemed really, really loud. The light seemed really, really bright. And I suffer from migraines, but this was different.
Mm.
It was like sudden and it wasn't with the migraine pain or anything. And just very intense and then completely overwhelmed emotionally.
Yeah.
And
oh, man, it really kind of gets you on all different levels.
And I couldn't think straight, and I was very confused, and which is definitely affects
brain
me
fog.
Mentally. Yeah. I have a hard time.
And emotionally.
But
it affects your sight, your sense of smell, like and any other little thing that's ailing you.
Oh, my God.
Is, like, exacerbated by
any other little thing, I think, that's ailed you in the last, like, 10 years, it seems
it comes back.
Like,
yeah.
You hurt your finger. Oh my God, it's like the pain goes into it. Like you're
brutal.
You've like sprained your wrist, like back when it's better. It's got all these things. I like, oh, I forgot that I had that weird thing in my foot where it's inflamed every morning. Like,
oh, but here it is again.
And
great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, this is like COVID. This feels like it was just the familiarity of it.
Yeah.
Of that stuff.
That's the sad state.
Yeah. Not the sneezing and stuff. I didn't have that the first time. Sorry, what?
I thought I heard Sparky again.
Oh, I think that's maybe my butt moving on the chair.
Oh.
It was like
is your butt howling? Yeah, that's the sad state, guys. We recognized that we had COVID again.
Yeah.
And we do. But I'm largely through it, and you are on your way.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of another movie quote. And that quote is, deserves got nothing to do with it. Because I was like, we don't deserve this. We were so careful, we do not deserve to be getting this again.
Yeah.
And that's the movie quote. I hope you guys know that one. That's one of my favorite movies.
And it reminded me of...
Deserves got nothing to do with it.
Reminded me back when we started out doing this when we did the working from home and I had it then.
Yeah. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up. We're both plenty tired and we now have an hour and a half to get this thing done and out to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So that means it's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's Sunday, 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 folks. It's time for us to pay tribute to the weird, bizarro holidays that are today and every day. on the Gregorian calendar. Whatever calendar you have, people have created some bizarro holidays for most days. Today is no exception, I'm sure. Were you ready for this, babe?
I just can't get the page to come up.
Oh, boy.
It's just, sorry.
It's so hard to find good pages these days. We've had some crazy ones.
Here it is.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. One of my favorite segments. It's been so fun because we've learned about all these ridiculous holidays. It's always fun.
And today's no exception.
All right, what have you got for us?
All right, I have Take Your Parents to the Playground Day.
Take Your Parents to the Playground Day.
This is a great way for children to show how hard they work at their job playing.
Right.
Playing outdoors is extremely important for a child's development in their developmental years. I hate that double use of development like that. Mm. Playing outdoors with others, especially parents, makes the experience even better, and this day is perfect for parents and children to have an absolute blast.
That makes me think of, there's a park in New York, in the city. I'm sure a lot of parks have this. just a funny sign to enter this park. It says, adults must be accompanied by a child. All right, take your parents to the playground day and show them how you live, man.
Mm.
And get them to play a little. Play is good. We all need more play.
Gosh, don't we? I think we have forgotten how to play.
Oh, my God.
I've
become a dull boy. No doubt. Just work, work, work is all I think about.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that's a good one. Was there more? Did you want to tell us more about it? Or
that's it.
All right, cool. So take your parents to the playground day.
All right, National Sea Monkey Day.
S-E-A or S-E-E?
S-E-A.
Sea monkey. Yeah. Celebrating those crazy little things that you put in water.
Yeah.
And they grow into little monkeys.
What in God's name are...
I don't think those have anything to do with God. The sea monkeys. Did you guys have sea monkeys?
Yeah, created in a lab. No, I think I might be a bit young for sea monkeys.
What are you saying?
Or maybe just not American?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Sea monkeys were like these little things. You put them in water and they grow into, you know, these kind of gangly little, they're pretty weird. But so we have a holiday celebrating
but
them
they're
now.
They're like tiny, right?
They start out tiny and then they grow.
How big?
About as big as the house.
No,
stop. About, I don't know, like this big.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
And they have like these tendril things that sort of move around in the water kind of.
And the animals?
They're not really animals. They're like some weird little chemical compound or something.
Huh, yeah. So
they're more like plastic or rubber or something like that.
Oh, okay.
No, but they expand and they grow.
Heavily marketed by comic books. Okay, I guess they're a little more pet-like than a pet rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say they're slightly more exciting than a pet rock. At least for a little while.
But you can't pet them quite as much.
You could pet them. They won't bite you. Sea monkeys. National Sea Monkey Day.
Yep. Okay.
Because for a second I was like, see, you know, these are monkeys too. Mm-hmm. These guys.
Right.
See no evil monkey.
Okay. And then we have National Rescue Dog Day.
Oh, I like that one. This is your day, Sparky.
Yeah. And you know what? It's even more his day than you would think.
Oh,
because
yeah?
Get a load of this photo. This is the picture.
Are you guys getting married? wow.
For National Pet Day. How crazy is that? Looks so much like him.
That looks so much like Sparky Barky.
And you know what? I was really annoyed at myself a couple of shows ago, a show or two ago.
It's making me miss him. And he's right upstairs.
I did National Pet Month. And I forgot after the show, I forgot to show you the picture for that.
Okay.
And
that's it? Or no, there's another one?
No, I have to scroll back. And look at this.
Oh, wow. That really looks like Sparks, too. Except he would be eating that cat. That cat is like, trust me, that ain't Sparky.
Right? I was like, oh my God, is our dog like a stock photography model on the side? And we don't know it?
Exactly like Sparks.
It's crazy, right?
That is crazy right now.
So I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
I can't believe Sparky tries to convince us that he hates cats.
Yeah, and that he doesn't have a job as a model.
So funny.
Sparks is a dog model in his free time. All right, here we go, guys. It's Sunday.
This weekend, one day only, take your parents to the playground and show them how good you are at playing. Because it's Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. And if you remember where they are buried in a closet from 50 years ago, grab the sea monkeys and bring them along too, because they're lonely. And it's a day to celebrate the sea monkeys. And you should bring your dog too. Only if he's a rescue, because it's National Dog Rescue Day.
Oh, I'm not sure what happened there. But I blew it up there at the end.
Nice. National Rescue Dog Day.
What did I say? Dog Rescue Day?
Mm-hmm. But I think that's, you know,
it's a day for dogs to rescue others.
Who rescued who? Who rescued who?
Well, one of you had a house. Guys, that is it for episode 16. We are both very tired, but happy to have done this for you. I am Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we will see you next week for episode number 17. We will not see you. Tonight's movie quotes were "So I Married an Axe Murderer," Charlie McKenzie, Mike Myers, "Stripes," Sergeant Halka, played by Warren Oates, and "Unforgiven," Clint Eastwood, William Money.